Today's gospel reading from Matthew confronts us with the thorny issue of divorce, and for Catholics especially, the issue of divorce and remarriage in the church. Jesus' words are clear and challenging, and yet they conclude with the recognition not all can accept this word. Whoever can accept it ought to accept it. Jesus recognizes the challenge of what he's saying. He's showing the understanding of a real pastor, deeply human and acutely thorny issues like divorce cannot be resolved through appeals to canon law. I'd like to read to you from a homily I came across in the liturgical press publication, Give Us This Day. The homilist is Cardinal Blaise Kupich, Archbishop of Chicago. Frankly, it's rare for me to be quoting from the American hierarchy, but what the Cardinal says makes very good pastoral sense to me. I think he strikes the right tone in how we should approach a difficult issue like divorce and remarriage in the church. So I ask you to listen closely to the Cardinal's wise pastoral words as I read to you his homily. And so speaks Cardinal Kupich. During my 45 years as a priest, I have been enriched personally by the witness of countless married couples. These experienced pilgrims, whose faith is both deep and mature, have acquired a wisdom no school can teach. In fact, I entered that school of wisdom in my own family. Shortly after I was ordained in 1975, my grandmother told me the story of her and my grandfather's decision to place their daughter, Roseanne, in a care facility. Aunt Roseanne had severe mental and physical disabilities, and as she grew older, she put on weight, slipped into early dementia, and became uncontrollably irascible. Roseanne was simply too much for my aging grandparents to handle. They found a nearby care home that could meet Roseanne's needs and decided to let their pastor know she would soon be moving there. Monsignor had been their parish priest for many years. Grandma occasionally cooked for him, and frequently he had been to their home for dinner. After they explained their decision to Monsignor, he gave this reply. You cannot do this. This is wrong. God would not want you to abandon your daughter in this time of need. Crestfallen, they made their way back home. Midway, my grandfather broke the silence. Well, Ma, now what are we going to do? Grandma serenely responded, Tomorrow, we are going to pack up the car with Roseanne's things and take her to the home. But what about what Monsignor told us? Grandpa asked. Grandma simply said, "Monsignor doesn't have to live with Roseanne." I am fairly certain that Grandma, a 5'2" immigrant who spoke broken English and had no more than a 6th grade education, told me this story because she wanted me to understand that the seminary isn't the only place to learn how to be a priest. She was sending me a message to pay attention to the real everyday experiences of people, for it is in these experiences that they encounter Jesus, the Messiah who knows suffering, who is honest about human limitations, and only wants us to be true and real. I am convinced that now more than ever, the church's leaders need to return to this school of acquired wisdom, to mature in their faith by paying attention to the real-life experiences of married couples and their families. This wisdom teaches us to be honest about the human condition, human mistakes, and human frailty. It is a wisdom that knows the purifying power of sunlight, of candor, in facing issues head on, confident that Jesus will not abandon us, for he has traveled on that very same way, the way of the cross. Those are the words of Cardinal Kubich, and I think they merit our time and our reflection.